News and interviews from your community. Every morning on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Super glad to see you, Mr. Rob Center, on the other side of the glass, making sure that everything we need to have done is done and done correctly. So we appreciate our producer, Rob Center. Matt Catrillo's over in the newsroom, making sure that we don't get any more winternet announcements. Most schools are off today, but a couple that we're meeting are on two-hour delays, and we have that list at WKOK.com. Well, I am glad to say that in our studios today, Julie Rank is here. She's from Sunbury. She is the aunt of the late Alyssa Dressler, who was a teenager around here who died of cardiomyopathy. And since then, the Alyssa Dressler Foundation has started. They have some fundraisers coming up. They got AEDs for just the right individuals or organizations. And most importantly, perhaps, you guys have a message that you want teenagers to get an EKG, right?
That is one of the ways that the conditions of your heart, if there's any abnormalities, they can be picked up, and it's performed. We do the screening, which is this Saturday. It's at Seelens Grove High School, and that place was chosen because Alyssa would have been a senior there this year, and the heart screenings are... It's non-invasive. It takes maybe 35, 45, 60 minutes, maybe, depending on what they have to do. You go online. It's simple to do, to sign up. Go on our website, and you'll sign up, and you'll be asked a few health questions and pick a time for your appointment. And... show up that day in comfortable clothing. You'll register once you get there. You'll be given vital checks. Then you'll be given EKGs, and you'll be given murmur checks. That information, along with what you filled out on your health form, is then gone over by the cardiologist on site. And they'll decide whether at that point it's advisable that you get an echocardiogram done, also done on site, or, hey, bye, have a good day. While the cardiologists are going over that information, the students and their parents are given a little bit of CPR education and demonstration and AED demonstrations.
All right, so that is this Saturday from 9 to 3. You do pre-register at alyssadressler.org, and that's spelled A-Y-L-S-S-A. That's how you spell that particular use of Alyssa, A-L-Y-S-S-A, Dressler, D-R-E-S-S-L-E-R, .org. And that is the website, and there's a foundation that goes along with this, and you're trying to spread the word that teenagers should get their hearts checked. And for some of these teenagers this weekend, it might be the first time anybody really listens super closely to their hearts and sort of scrutinize this, right?
Correct. Your normal checkup, your heart's listened to with a stethoscope, which doesn't pick up a lot of most heart conditions. You need the EKG possibly further with an echocardiogram.
All right, so that's an important test. And let's find out why this is critically important. Tell us a little bit about Alyssa Dressler, please.
Well, Alyssa was a beautiful, happy, very spirited teenager. She loved her cell phone, like most teenagers do. She used it to communicate with family, friends. She also used it to do a lot of picture taking. She had a way of making normal objects unique in her picture taking. She was a championship barrel racer, and she trained at JK&L Stables in Middleburg, and she passed away on Tuesday, and that following Thursday she had been scheduled to go to Georgia to compete in the World Championship Barrel Race.
And it turned out that she had suffered from cardiomyopathy, and you did not know it. No one knew that.
Nobody knew it. And with different cases that foundations have been started, you know, with other children, a lot of people, there's sometimes no sign. The first sign of any problem would be sudden cardiac arrest. And sudden cardiac arrest, once someone goes into sudden cardiac arrest, if they're not given medical treatment, CPR, AED, help, it in like 4 to 6 minutes, they're gone.
All right, so that's got to be important. So that's why the CPR training is very important this weekend. And, of course, the Red Cross is doing CPR training all over the place, and you can get it in schools these days. So that's important that folks pay attention to that. The AEDs, make sure you have them at a lot of locations. And so the foundation is making sure that the AEDs, these automatic external defibrillators, are getting distributed too.
Right. In 2018, we donated two. One went to the REC in Seals Grove. And also one was donated to Penn Township, which they then installed at the East Snyder Park, also in Seals Grove. Our goal for this year would be to try and, if funds are available for us, donate up to four to different communities that would need one.
All right, so these would be places in nonprofit organizations or in the municipal case, in that sense for the township, that would be a place where they might go. So public places, a lot of businesses are getting them. We're on the list to get one here, so that'll be something that we'll have here.
Well, that's good.
Probably not too long in the future. So that is something that's brought up and talked about in increasing numbers. Churches should have them if they don't already. But this sudden cardiac attack, this heart attack, basically, that Alyssa suffered from was something that was a total surprise to everyone. No one knew this. And that's why the foundation says heart screenings are critically important, totally painless,
right,
relatively cost-free. And so this is an opportunity. You want to get that word out.
Right. The screening is free to the students. Will not cost them anything other than a Saturday some time out of their schedule.
Well, less than an hour by the sounds of it, right?
Right, right, yep. And the atmosphere in the school seems, because the children are familiar with the school setting, seems to make a little bit more at ease than, you know, sometimes you want to take children to the hospital, they kind of get,
is there something else we should doing? Should athletes be required to get an EKG, for example? I know Geisinger and Evangelical Community Hospital are working to make them available. Is that sort of maybe a legislative idea or maybe just a super idea for schools to require?
I think it would be a good idea. The problem is it cost efficient? Which is why our free heart screenings make it good for families to be able to get their child checked like that. Geisinger is our medical staff for the screening, and Evangelical is also, we will have the CPR team from Evangelical be doing our demonstrations.
All right, Evans Community Health does a lot of outreach, so this will be another opportunity for them to do that.
Yes.
Tell me about the website and the foundation.
Well, when you suffer a loss, like we did, the family did, losing Alyssa, you search for why, which is something you don't really know, why something would happen like that. So you have to try and focus your pain to do good and keep other families from not suffering that same loss. We started, and it was a little slow. We're new at it. Fundraising and donations are the way we do get our funding. We are working on some scholarship packages to hopefully get out to businesses. We had some direction from the Peyton Walker Foundation. She Julie Walker lost her daughter at the age of 19, and she's been really helpful in directing us how to get everything going, and it's every day it's a learning process.
Right, so you hope to be sustainable in the decades and centuries ahead to keep this going, keep the free AEDs for certain groups, and to keep the heart screenings going, right?
We'd like to be able to do 2 heart screenings a year. That Geisinger and Evan donate their time to us. They don't charge us. But there's still some cost involved with the screening, and that's why we keep the fundraising going.
You're having a barrel race fundraiser coming up?
Correct. April 6th, there'll be a barrel race over at JK&L Stables where Alyssa had trained. And this will be our 3rd one. They've been fun to do and fun to watch the kids race those horses.
All right, yeah, barrel racing, if you're not familiar with that, you know, the typically quarter horses racing around the barrels as fast as they can. And I'll tell you what, it's if you haven't seen it at the farm show, if you've never seen it, it's quite a spectacle, but it's very exciting. So, all right, so that's a fundraiser coming up, and there's T-shirts associated with that that
are for sale. T-shirts we'll be selling. We'll have an auction, and we have a food stand going on. Most everything the last 2 years, and hopefully this year, has been donated for the auction and the food for the food stand. We've had some great public providers giving us merchandise and food, and individuals have been donating. So it's a community that's opening their hearts to help other hearts, and it's new. The concept of the screening in this area is new, but these foundations are all over the United States.
And 2 parents get your kids' heart checked, even if they have absolutely positively no symptomology at all whatsoever.
Right. Alyssa didn't either. You know, screen your teen.
That's the way to go. Okay, that's a good catchphrase, a good tagline. The AlyssaDressler.org website is up and running and has a lot of the information that we just talked about on it, right?
Correct.
A lot of these things. Okay. The Alyssa Dressler Foundation is out there that's doing the fundraiser. I'll give you an additional comment. Anything else to add? And I should say I'm talking to Julie, who's really one of the good parishioners with me at Zion Lutheran Church in Sunbury, so it's hard to believe you're not. I typically think of you as just adjusting the paraments, making sure that everything's ready for communion, but you do other things too.
Yeah, it's been educational, and I think as we go forward, we're going to keep learning more. There's so many people that you could thank. And to get the word out there, and if anybody has any questions, they can send us an email on our from our website. If anyone would like to make any kind of donation, they can do the same on there. And it's constantly being updated, so people keep checking back, see what else is going on with us.
Are you learning how to keep the website up to date?
That's not my job.
Okay, but you...
I'm probably the least technical individual that walks around.
Well, so surround yourself with people that know what they're doing.
Absolutely.
That's the way to go. All right, and there is a phone number associated with this. It is 570-850-9413. So if you have a quick question that you think can be addressed telephonically, go ahead and call that number, 570-850-9413. This Saturday at the Sealance Grove High School from 9 to 3, there is a free youth heart screening clinic. You can handle, hundreds of kids this weekend if everybody lines
up
right?
Our goal is to have screen 150 kids. We still have a few time slots open, but if someone's interested, I'd get on the website, register your child, and bring them out Saturday and let them experience part of being healthy.
All right, yeah, and you don't have to be from Sealands Grove School District. Any teenager can do this.
Correct.
And is there an age bracket of what you're talking? Oh, 12 to 19.
12
okay,
to 19.
Okay, so that's true teen. Mm-hmm. All right, very much. And there'll be actual cardiologists there that are going to be assisting with the routine heart screening this weekend. No cost for anybody this weekend. So donations are going to be accepted, but the costs will be covered thanks to Geisinger and Evangelical, and there'll be CPR classes, AlyssaDressler.org. Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for the information. AlyssaDressler.org, the information for this weekend's heart screening.